We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
When Jesus was near, they had nothing to fear. They could trust in him. And the Lord didn't just speak the words. He didn't just tell them not to be afraid, but he proved why they shouldn't be afraid by calming the storm. And they marveled at his power. They marveled at his ability to calm the sea. Sure, this is going to be a different type of message this evening, but I want to look at a couple of thoughts. My message title is Bible Truths for Every Pandemic. Bible Truths for Every Pandemic, for any pandemic. And I'm going to give you some Bible verses that have been a help to me that I've studied and have read and looked at during this time. And I just want to give you some thoughts from these passages of Scripture. It's not going to be a three-point and a poem kind of sermon, but it's going to be a message that is just, I believe, practical and really just a message to give us biblical perspective during these days. Pandemics are not something new in our world. It travels all the way back into Bible days. I mean, you know the story of leprosy, of those with leprosy, and they would be forced by law to leave their families and to go to camps to be separated from everyone because of the disease that they had. And so this is not something that is new, but anytime our normal is disturbed and it gets our attention. And that's why there are so many people who feel uncomfortable during these days because their normal is disturbed. And you know what? Sometimes we all need a shaken up. It was the Apostle Peter who made the mention that in his life that he was writing to the believers to shake them up, to stir them up. And so there are times that God stirs us up. Now, don't get me wrong. I think we're living in some difficult days for many people. But we are believers, right? We are believers. What do we believe? Well, we believe Jesus is the way. We believe that Jesus is the truth, the life, that no man cometh unto the Father but by him. He is salvation. He is our hope. We believe that Jesus is the Savior. We believe that Jesus is the sustainer. And as believers, when things go wrong or when, you know, our life is stirred up, then what do? We run to God for help. We run to the Bible for wisdom. We run for the Bible for principles. The Lord is our rock, the psalmist teaches us. And so we want to look at the Bible and we want to glean some principles from the Word of God. You want to see what the Bible has to say about our life. These are stars in the night, hope in the dark, truths to guide our steps. These are going to not be something that is groundbreaking. It's not going to be, you know, some uncovering some, you know, deep truth of the Bible, but just reminders of God's help and grace and love in our life. And so I want us to begin with Matthew chapter 8. And my very first thought for this evening, my first verse, my first passage of scripture is Matthew chapter 8. And we're going to begin our reading in verse 23. I want us to consider this. Jesus taught his disciples before he calmed the storm. Jesus taught his disciples before he calmed the storm. The Bible says, and when he'd entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he, that's Jesus, he was asleep. And when the disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? And he arose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? The Bible says in this passage of scripture that Jesus entered into a ship and the disciples followed him. And sometimes in our life, God leads us and we follow him. God leads us to storms. And the storms that the Lord leads us to are never to harm us, but to help us and to grow our faith. The disciples followed Jesus into the ship, and a great tempest arose, it says in this scripture. The disciples came to Jesus, and they said, Lord, why don't you care about us? Lord, why don't you care? Why are you sleeping? Why are you so calm, is what they were saying. Don't you care that we're going to perish? And the Bible says that Jesus calmed his disciples. And he said, wait a minute, why are you so afraid? They said, well, why are you sleeping? Why are you calm? And he said, no, that's not the question. Why are you afraid? Where is your faith? I think there are two lessons we learn from this passage of scripture. And I think these lessons that Jesus is teaching his disciples before he calmed the storm, and this is the lessons that they had to learn. They had to learn, first of all, that when Jesus was near, they had nothing to fear. When Jesus was near, they had nothing to fear. They could trust in him. And the Lord didn't just speak the words. He didn't just tell them not to be afraid, but he proved why they shouldn't be afraid by calming the storm. And they marveled at his power. They marveled at his ability to calm the sea. They said, even the winds and the sea, even the winds and the sea obey him because he is the master of the winds and the sea. I believe, and I mean, this is, we're not going to get into the theology behind this, but I believe that this was a demonic attack. I believe this is the reason why Jesus forbade the winds and the waves or rebuked the winds and the waves. We know that the devil was trying to stop the disciples and was trying to stop the ministry of Jesus. And Jesus said himself, he said, Simon, Satan desires to have you. The reality is, if a Christian is not living for God, then Satan's really not concerned. But we're talking about men who turned the world upside down, or who would turn the world upside down. And so I think we learn from this passage of scripture, this simple truth is that when Jesus is near, we don't have to fear. Jesus is the calm. Jesus is the calm. And the calm is not about taking away the storm. The calm is the fact that he's on the ship with us and that we can trust him in our life. And Christian, today, the Lord is near you. The Lord is with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, Jesus said. And so he's with us. He'll help us. We can trust in him. Number two, our second principle. Number two, when you're stressed or when we're stressed and tired, Jesus offers rest for the soul. When we're stressed and we're tired, Jesus offers rest for the soul. Now, we know that Jesus is God. It speaks in the Bible of his deity sent from God. God robed himself in flesh. He became a man, the Bible says. and dwelt among us. And John Penn, we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father. Jesus is 100% God. He's 100% man. And as a man, Jesus thirsted. As a man, he was hungry. We're not talking about physical rest here. We're talking about rest for the soul. Now, it's Matthew chapter 11 is my text, and I want us to think of this passage of Scripture again. This is not like any message maybe you've heard. It's just really jumping from thought to thought, principle to principle, verse to verse. And these are just verses that have been a help to me during this time.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, the Bible says this, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I want us to understand, really, to give you this principle here. This is a principle of hope. This is a principle of rest for the soul. And I want you to understand the context of this scripture. This is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus is talking to really the Jewish nation in context. They were under the heavy burden of ceremonial laws and traditions pressed upon them by the Pharisees. And they were to keep these ceremonies and these rituals. And they're thinking, in order to get God's approval, and in order to please God, in order to get God's attention, all of these ceremonies and all of these laws and traditions were placed upon them. And there was a pressure to do these things. The Bible says in Acts chapter 15, verse 10, you could write it down. It's a great scripture. Acts chapter 15, verse 10, the Bible says, "Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?" This was a difficult burden that was upon the Jews, pressed upon them by the Pharisees. And really, the scripture I've given you is a great picture of religion in itself. Religion is trying to, for someone to try to be someone or to get God's attention or approval by fulfilling various things. People under the banner of religion become burdened by traditions and ceremonies and trying to please God in order to go to heaven. And all these things that have to be done. And that you can imagine that burden placed upon them, because not only do you have to do all of these things to go to heaven, but now you have to do all of these things to stay saved. And you can imagine the burden that was upon the people. And Jesus didn't come with a message of a burden. He came with a message of relief. And he says in the scripture, he says, "I am meek I'm not like the Pharisees. I'm gentle and I'm kind. And he says, I've come not to give you a burden. I've come to give you liberation. I've come to free you from that burden that you're facing in your life. I've come to give you, listen, this is important. I've come to give you rest for your souls. I think everyone is seeking rest for their souls. And this principle I'm talking about here, this principle tonight is not just about COVID-19, but this is just a principle for everything in our life, because whether it's a pandemic or whether it's stress at work or whether it's family stress or whether it's, you know, financial stress or pressure placed upon us, the reality is that we have a lot of things that we can worry about in these days. We have a lot of things we can worry about in life in general. But I'm thankful that one thing that we can have through all of it is rest for our soul. We don't have to worry and wonder that when we die, are we going to go to heaven? Have we been good enough? The answer is none of us have been good enough. Our salvation is not based upon our own merit. It's not based upon our performance. It's not based upon what we have accomplished in our life. The reality is salvation is purchased or has been purchased by the blood of Jesus. And that's why Jesus is saying, listen, I've come to take you away from that burden of religion. I've come to give you rest for your soul. Take my yoke upon you, Jesus said, and learn of me. I am meek and lowly of heart. What a wonderful blessing that we have rest for our soul today. And no matter the chaos around us, we know that we can sing that soul, that wonderful hymn, that song, "It Is Well With My Soul." A wonderful blessing. Number three, it's Matthew chapter 7. God gives to us good gifts. God gives to us good gifts. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, the Bible says, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if a son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" Now, in this passage of Scripture, we find three ways to ask God for in the need of our life or the time of need in our life. We are to ask him, we are to seek him, and we are to knock. And I believe that as we take time to pray, all of these adjectives really describe our prayer life: asking, seeking, and knocking. We are to ask, we are to seek or be diligent, and we are to knock. The idea is to gain entrance or to ask for gaining entrance. Now, the phrases signify seeking with earnestness, diligence, and perseverance. And we must seek the Lord with all of those thoughts, with earnestness, with diligence, with perseverance. We must seek him with humility. We must seek him with a godlike spirit. We must ask according to the benefit of our life and the kingdom. And the Bible talks about in the book of James that we're not to ask according to our flesh, because by doing that, we ask amiss, and we won't receive anything from God, but we're to ask in faith. And the Bible teaches us in 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, Jesus: if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And so God is willing to provide for us. God is willing to forgive our sins. God is willing to save our souls. He's willing to befriend us in trial, to comfort us in death, to extend the gospel through the world. Barnes said, "Man can ask no higher things of God, and these he may ask, assured that he is willing to grant them." God is willing to answer our prayer. And then Our Savior gives us a beneficial illustration to help us to understand the heart of God. And the illustration he gives is an illustration of a father giving gifts to his child. A father, God says here, a father gives good gifts. When a child asks for bread, you wouldn't expect a father to give him a stone. When a child asks for a fish, you wouldn't expect him to give him a serpent. A father wouldn't deceive their child like that, in that way. He cares about them and he gives to his child what is needed and what is right. And God has given parents that wisdom to know what is right in their life. And we know that a child shouldn't spend the evening replacing their supper meal with candy. We know that may be a good gift, but that's not a right gift. That's not a beneficial gift. And so the Bible says in this passage of scripture that God is looking at the earthly father, the human father, and he's saying, listen, the human father, the earthly father, he cares about the needs of his child. And then the Bible says, wait a minute, he's evil. And the thought there is that he's a sinner. His image is marred by sin. And sometimes a father, and you know the stories, you heard the stories. Sometimes a father doesn't make the most wise decisions. And God is saying here that a father, an earthly father who is a sinner, is evil. An earthly father is a sinner by nature and choice. He's a sinner. And if he knows how to give good gifts to his child, but listen, this is not a comparison between God and an earthly father. This is a contrast. It says, how much more is God going to give good gifts to his children who ask him? Now, these good gifts that God's talking about is not avoidance from the storm. You know, the Apostle Paul had a physical ailment, and the Bible says it was a thorn in his flesh. He had a physical ailment. And, you know, we don't know what it is. The Bible doesn't tell us. I believe it was blindness because of what he wrote to the church at Galatia, that he wrote the entire letter with his own hand, he said. And he said if they were able to, they would have plucked out their own eyes and given it to the Apostle Paul. And so I believe that Paul struggled with a type of blindness, if not totally blind. Now, I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. But you could imagine, if that's the case, the struggle that Paul would have had in ministry. And no wonder he sought the face of God three times, and not just three prayers, but three seasons of prayer. Lord, please take this thorn away from me. Lord, I can do more. I can do more for you if I could see. But God knew best. And God said, Paul, if I take this thorn away from you, all of the revelations I've given you, all of the ministry opportunities I've given you would be spoiled because pride would creep up in your heart. And I couldn't use you to the same extent of what I can use you now. And though the devil, he delivered this thorn to buffet you or to punch you in the face, I allowed this thorn because I'm a good father. And I have a plan for your life, and you may not understand it this side of heaven, but just trust my heart that I know best for your life. Because God doesn't give us these good gifts of avoidance from the storm or avoidance from the thorn or avoidance from the trial, but he does give us the comfort and the grace to get through it and to excel and to grow because of his grace in our life. All right, that's number three. Number four is this. Write it down. Jesus cares about how you feel. Jesus cares about how you feel. There may be times in your life that you may wonder that. And you may wonder if Jesus truly cares about how you feel. Psalm 55 is the text for this thought here. Psalm 55. This is the Psalm of David. And the Bible says in verse 1, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terror of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Ah, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away."
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.